California program gives free solar panels to illegal aliens. By Warner Todd Houston on May 30, 2026. A California climate change program has spent $49 million to hand out free solar panels to illegal migrant homeowners, a shocking report revealed. The farmworker housing component of the low-income weatherization program is one of the state's many climate change initiatives. And this one is aimed at farm workers, including those who are in the U.S. illegally. According to City Journal researcher and writer Christopher Rufo and his co-author Austin Hufford. The program is part of California's multi-billion dollar cap and trade system, which taxes carbon producers and redistributes approximately $3 billion per year to energy programs and left-wing social causes, all under the banner of fighting climate change, the two wrote. California is full of criminal fraud, but an even greater part of the state budget is devoted to programs that are technically legal, but completely antithetical to the public good. Free solar panels to illegal aliens is a legalized crime against the citizen. A scandal. Christopher F. Rufo, crossed swords emoji, at Christopher Rufo, May 26, 2026. Rufo and Hufford found that California has spent about $49 million on the program to hand out free solar panels to recipients, some of whom are illegal aliens. The company that runs the program is called nonprofit La Cooperativa Campesina de California. La Cooperativa then partnered with Maroma Energy Services, which describes itself as minority-owned. These two have contracted out the installations of said solar panels. As Rufo and Hufford note, these organizations have heavily advertised the program to California's nearly 900,000 agricultural workers, half to three-quarters of whom are illegal immigrants. In its official documentation, California's Department of Community Services and Development acknowledges that non-citizens are eligible for the program and that they even accept identification from foreign governments. In a Spanish-language radio broadcast, Natalie Valores, a program manager for Maroma, confirmed that participants do not need legal status in the United States and can use a matricula consular, a common form of identification that the Mexican consulate provides to migrants who have crossed the border, to apply. These companies confirmed that legal citizenship is not required to be afforded the free solar panels. The providers also mounted an extensive information drive by sending representatives out into the farm worker communities across the state to let them know how to get their free solar power systems. But, while a ton of cash has been spent on this program, only 2,000 families have been the recipients of the free solar systems to date. That means the state of California has allocated roughly $23,000 per household for its program to provide free solar panels, refrigerators, and other services, a number that raises serious concerns about financial accountability, Rufo and Hufford wrote. Finally, it appears that at least one politically connected activist is at the center of these groups that are reaping millions from the state. The man, Mauricio Blanco, worked as a project manager for La Cooperativa Campesina de California, which has been awarded at least $10.7 million by the state, is currently listed as an executive of Maroma Energy Services, which has been granted nearly $34 million from La Cooperativa for weatherization services since 2017, and is CEO of John Harrison Contracting, a firm that appears to have done much of the solar installation work. This fellow has made a career out of redirecting millions in state funding to his little companies. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.